There is a new buzzword in the industry, simply dubbed big data.
Really all what big data is, it's just a platform that helps us reliably access, store, and analyze data that a farmer generates.
That's American Farm Bureau economist Matt Erickson, who says that, of course, includes planting, production, harvesting, and much more, which is why big data must be handled correctly.
This era of big data and the use of precision technologies, there are tremendous benefits. However, our folks back in January developed policy on proprietary data, and they do understand that there are concerns with it. And so when a farmer agrees to implement a piece of precision technology, there's a lot of data that goes between the farmer and the company. And so there's a lot of issues that need to be resolved in terms of ownership issues, who owns the data. But I think we need to take a step further and say, well, the farmer does own the data, but does the farmer own the raw data? Does the farmer own the aggregated data? To me, the ownership question deals with who controls the ownership of that data and what's the intended use of where that data is going.
Erickson says as the industry progresses, transparency will be key.
And I would say right now, to really get this industry moving forward, there's five or six issues that really need to be addressed. One, we talked about ownership. Two is security issues, making sure there are proper safeguards in place for the farmer's data. Three, privacy issues, making sure that the farmer's data is privatized and the safeguards are in place. Also, value issues. Data does have tremendous value. The market will work itself out of the value proposition, but probably one of the most important things is usage. You know, looking at usage issues and making sure that when a farmer sees that binding contract, that the secondary and tertiary uses of that data that a company is going to use that data for are transparent, and so the farmer has a sense of comfort to see that the company does have that data in the right hands.
And Erickson adds that it will be a long process to address all of the facets of the plan, and therefore the main priority now is education and awareness. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.